This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A U.S. ship with equipment for building a pier is on its way to Gaza as part of a plan to ramp up aid, AP correspondent Rika N. Garcia reports.
The efforts began just 2 days after President Joe Biden announced plans to ramp up aid deliveries by sea to the besieged enclave, where thousands of Palestinians have been going hungry. Meanwhile, in Gaza, Palestinian casualties continue to rise. In Khan Yunis, more than a dozen people were killed after an Israeli shelling.
Allahu Akbar.
Footage captured by the AP shows relatives praying for their lost loved ones outside a local hospital. The victims included women, children, and disabled people. Israel rarely comments on specific incidents during the conflict and has held Hamas responsible for civilian casualties, claiming that the militants placed themselves in crowded neighborhoods. I'm Rika N. Garcia.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. An Italian military plane took off from Cairo on Sunday with injured children from Gaza on board. The injured children will be treated at Italian pediatric hospitals. The youngest patient is a 4-month-old baby, according to the Italian Defense Ministry. The U.S. military has flown in forces to beef up security at the U.S. Embassy in Haiti and evacuate non-essential personnel. The U.S. Southern Command said Sunday the aircraft flew directly into the embassy compound, meaning it involved helicopters. Southcom was careful to point out no Haitians were on board the military aircraft that seemed aimed at quashing any reports of senior government officials possibly leaving Haiti as the gang attacks in Haiti